Hey everybody, thanks for joining us on these Daily Doses. I hope you are doing these in the first of the day or at the end of the day and still focusing you on who your God is and who He wants us to be in light of Him. I know these have been helping me out and just an incredible staff that encourages me daily as I watch these. I hope it's doing the same for you. I realized that yesterday's Daily Dose, I didn't say anything about Father's Day. I know I did the Father's Day message here. I was focused on that. Did a thing about how we see Jesus differently. So today, the day after, can I just say once again, Dads, thanks for just being you. And let me give you a great dad story. It's from the book of Mark. It's in chapter 9. Jesus had taken three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up to the mountain. Left all the other disciples down below. By the time Jesus and the three boys return, there's an argument going on in the camp. So he shows up and says, "What's going on?" And they all point to a dad. A dad has brought the son. And a dad speaks. He says, "An evil spirit takes over my son. It has robbed him. It has robbed us." I love the beginning of the story. There's a dad that has enough guts publicly to admit the life we're supposed to have, the marriage, the home, the relationships we're supposed to have. I feel like we've been robbed. I feel like we've been ripped off. This John 10:10, abundant life we're supposed to have, we're not having it. Something has gone wrong. Mark 9, verse 21. So Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus. "Everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Can you help me overcome my unbelief?" And when Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him. Never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed the boy violently and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. I love this. How long has it been like this? For as long as I can remember, I feel like we've been robbed. I feel like we've been ripped off. If you can do anything, can you help our family? And Jesus takes offense to this. If you can. I can do anything as long as you believe. Jesus is saying, look, do you have any clue the God it is that stands in front of you? Do you have any clue of my power, my might, my authority? I can do anything. All you got to do is believe. And then this famous answer. Dad goes, "I believe. Can you help me? Because I don't believe." You know, the boy had to put his head down and be like, "Oh, I wish I had a more spiritual dad. I wish I had a better father." Jesus cast the demon out of the boy. The crowd is amazed. And somewhere I stop and go, wait a second. But he told Dad all he had to do is have faith. And Dad said, "I have faith. Can you help me? Because I don't have faith." And Jesus said, "That's all I need." For all of us, this is an important lesson. But for dads, I'm raising a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 13-year-old. Let me promise you, I do not have what it takes to do this well. I do not have what it takes to pull off a great marriage. I do not have what it takes to do my job incredibly well. But I know someone who does. My main job as a dad, you as a dad, as a mom, as a married person, as a single person, as an individual, as a son or daughter, aunt or uncle, I'm not supposed to have what it takes. I'm supposed to know the one that does. And so often I find me going, "God, I believe. Can you help me? Because I don't know how this is going to work. God, I have faith in you, but I have no clue what's happening or what's going on." And I love this story of a father being honest with God. "Can you do anything?" And God goes, "Can I? Do you have any clue who I am? You just got to believe. I believe, but so much of me doesn't." And God says, "You had me when you showed up with your son. You just brought me your stuff. That's the faith I needed." May this be a word of encouragement to all of us today, but the dads, especially after Father's Day, you don't have what it takes. Stop pretending like it. Walk with the God who has more than enough of what it takes and be open with Him. That's where I found my marriage works, my parenting works, this job works, when I realize I don't, He does. Just walk with Him. Happy day after Father's Day. This is a lesson that all of us can apply.